It's now 19 minutes to 5 o'clock. October month, of course, is synonymous with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It is one of the leading causes of death for females, not only in South Africa, but around the world. Now, any good healthcare professional will tell you that the earlier you detect breast cancer, the better the chances of you successfully treating it. And I know some people who have undertaken treatment, sometimes as aggressive as radiotherapy and chemotherapy, and now on the journey to get back to fitness. So the question we're asking this morning is how, if you are a cancer patient, return to fitness, either during your cancer treatment or immediately after. Joining us is a surgeon with a special interest in breast and thyroid health at Apfelstad Hussein and Associates. He is Dr. Justice Appelfeld. Appelstad. Sure, Justice, I'm so sorry. Good morning.
Morning, Africa. I'm used to that, don't worry.
What language is it, Justice, and how would you pronounce it?
Appelstad is German. Ah. But I've been living here for 37 years already, and I've spent most of that in the public sector, helping poor people with cancer.
You have come across 1,231,000 ways of your name being pronounced then, if you've been serving the public sector.
Yes.
Breast cancer, I imagine, is one of the ailments that you would have had to come across. And I wish that the public health system could be better equipped and certainly more efficient in not only encouraging women to come and test for potential breast cancer, but also the treatment of it. Because if we pick it up early, we have a much better chance of treating it. That is the adage, and I think that is true. How would you recommend a breast cancer patient, either during the treatment or after, return into exercising and fitness?
We should first start at the beginning. Breast cancer, like many other cancers, is also, for me, a lifestyle cancer. It's related to obesity, it's related to alcohol use, and in part to lack of exercise. So, how does exercise enhance what we as medical doctors are doing? And here we come to an important part. Treating cancer is not only the doctor's responsibility, but patients also have got a responsibility. So we recommend that all patients with cancer follow an exercise program. And why is that the case? The detailed mechanisms for all cancers, we do not know yet. But it's very well described and very well documented and researched that exercise for all cancers, and I mean all cancers, not only breast cancer, has got a positive influence on side effects of therapy, but also on recurrence of cancer. It decreases virtually the recurrence of any form of cancer, from childhood cancer to cancers of old age. In breast cancer, we have a specific effect because exercise decreases hormonal levels in the human body, notably of progestogen, like hormones that actually are part of the causes for breast cancer. Now, let me give you an idea of the magnitude of this effect. If a breast cancer, or first of all, if a person exercises strenuously for about 4 hours per week, the risk of this person to suffer breast cancer is about 30% lower than the person who doesn't exercise. If we're looking at the classical treatments, surgery, the complication rate of surgery in the person who exercises is less than half of the patient who doesn't. If you look at radiotherapy, if radiotherapy is enhanced in its efficacy in the person who exercises. If you're looking at chemotherapy, the chemotherapy effects, notably effects on the heart, effects on the nerves, are greatly decreased. That is, the side effects, they are greatly decreased in people who exercise. If you look then at the long term, the recurrence rate is decreased. in breast cancer specifically, once again, because the same mechanisms that apply to the risk of suffering breast cancer in the first place also play out in the long-term survival. If a person exercises 4 hours strenuously per week, then we know that the risk of recurrence is reduced by about one-third or even half. And to put this into perspective, that is the same effect as chemotherapy and hormonal therapy have on breast cancer recurrence. So there's a major responsibility on the patients to do that. This is the hard stuff, but there's also the soft stuff, because breast cancer and cancer in general is a very stressful event in your life. And it is very well known that exercise is helping you cope with depression, with anxiety, and with the negative aspects, the negative psychological effects of cancer. And it is very important in the psychological recovery of cancer patients. So this is a small panorama of the beneficial effects of exercise for the cancer patient.
Justice, the listener will immediately be wondering, what does strenuous exercise mean? They'll accept the 4 hours, but what do you actually mean by strenuous exercise?
Strenuous exercise means that the heart is pumping and you're sweating. Moderate exercise also has an effect. And that is where most people, because most people don't exercise, unfortunately, where people should start, because it's very difficult. The majority of our patients do not exercise regularly, and you have to start somewhere. And here's my advice to you. If you're being diagnosed with cancer and you haven't been exercising before, then you should start with moderate exercise. Take a walk around the block. Moderate exercise means anything that you can do and still have a conversation. You might be sweating a little bit, but you will not be so out of breath that you can't talk anymore. And it doesn't matter what you do, what floats your boat, you must just do it, whether it's cycling, whether it's hiking, whether it's swimming, whether it's rowing, whether it's aerobics, you must just do it. Start off with the small intervals. Set yourself achievable goals. Don't try to do the 4 hours per week right from the start, and strenuous exercise won't work. Work yourself up to and give yourself rewards along the way.
That's very good advice.
Strenuous exercise is where you're really sweating, where you're getting out of breath, and where you're finding it difficult to maintain a conversation. That's a good thumbsuck.
And whether that happens as a result of you hiking up a small hill in your neighborhood or running at, I don't know, 100 miles an hour, whatever the case may be, get to that level where your heart is beating, you are sweating, and perhaps you're having some difficulty in talking to somebody immediately after the exercise.
Yes, and we have an ideal hill to exercise here. It's called Table Mountain.
We do indeed. Justice, thank you very much for your time and your wonderful advice. Dr. Justice Apfelstedt is a surgeon with a special interest in breast and thyroid health at Apfelstedt, Hussein and Associates, talking to us about exercising during or after cancer treatment. And in fact, he's suggesting you should be exercising anyway, because if you do, you will reduce your chances of developing cancer over time.